The Boy and Girl, a Parable. Written and read by Alfred C. Martino. This is a Listen and Live audio production. The Boy and Girl, a Parable. An early morning sun began its daily toil. Waves rolled up the shoreline, splashing a salty mist and soothing soundtrack. Seagulls hung in the ocean breeze like marionettes, swaying and diving, sliding then lifting. The dawn of a new day brought light to the waking restless and warmth to a world chilled by night. A boy peered out upon the beach, which he saw with great anticipation as his playground until the sun would eventually set. He could enjoy it in whichever way he wanted, and, though countless people had been there before, each one of his steps would make its own unique impression. The sand, still cool and damp, oozed between his toes, shooting a pleasant sensation up his body. And he waded in the water, moving about, as sand crabs played a game of peekaboo, and he explored nearby dunes for colored sea glass and driftwood. And it was fun, and he did this for a while. But the boy soon had an idea. He would build the biggest, the best, the most amazing sandcastle on the beach. It would be his design, his sweat, his work, for all to see. He brushed aside doubts, pondering the satisfaction of the ends, not the labor of the means. "I can make this day whatever I want it to be," he thought. "This is my plan." With an image sketched in his mind, he began to form the sandcastle's foundation, using a bucket given by his mother for carrying and crafting, and a shovel from his father for digging and lifting. At once, he would be an engineer, surveying the castle for structural precision, a laborer, packing the walls and reinforcing the arches and tunnels, and an artist, deftly shaping a corner and texturing a surface. Onlookers occasionally stopped beside him. Some admired his vision, others shrugged. Without a call for their attention, the boy continued towards his goal, a sandcastle that knew no equal. After some time, he noticed a girl dancing in the low tide. She giggled and smiled and seemed to sing to herself as the water tickled her fancy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?